It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, from the release of Hillary Clinton's State Department emails to the latest fallout from the FIFA scandal, issues of transparency are big in the news lately. A business ethics expert tells us what transparency can help, how it works, and why it can be hard to pull off.
First, this morning, Governor Scott Walker took a big step toward officially running for president, filing his paperwork with the Federal Election Committee. His aide said he'll announce his intentions publicly on Monday, June 13th in Waukesha.
He is among the last of the major candidates to join the ranks of Republicans vying for the party's nomination. His candidacy brings that number to 15 in total. He's been actively campaigning, however, since the beginning of the year, traveling frequently to early primary states, as well as abroad to Europe, Canada, and Israel.
Walker is leading the pack of contenders in Iowa, but nationally, he's tied for sixth with Marco Rubio, according to a CNN poll out yesterday. Here with us now to talk about Walker's move to make his campaign official is Matthew DeFoor, Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matthew, welcome back.
Veronica, thanks so much for having me.
So why is Governor Walker filing his papers today before he announces his bid on the 13th? A bit of lead time there.
Yeah, the best thought that I've come across on that is that by filing today, he is able to maximize his fundraising in this next quarter for the reports that will come out in October. And so by getting in now, he can start the fundraising process to make sure that he has the most money at the end of that period in his campaign account.
Is that a typical strategy of presidential candidates? File, get the money machine working so that you can maximize it, and then announce?
It is. It's with Governor Walker being a top-tier candidate, it's perhaps not as major of a deal, but so, you know, we saw a lot of candidates filing in early April. In many cases, those were senators who had limitations on how much they could raise outside of, you know, through super PACs, which it was not the case for governors and other non-federally elected officials. And so Governor Walker has had the luxury of being able to wait, but while he's been raising money through his 527 group, Our American Revival. But yeah, he's also had to deal with the state budget, and so he's been just kind of champing at the bit in other respects. So,
now, do we know what his plans are so far for his actual announcement?
Yeah, so his political aides today said that he will be announcing on July 13th. In Waukesha. We don't have many more details than that. That had been previously suggested that he was going to be announcing that that day or that week. So now it sounds like it's a sure thing, and so we'll hopefully find out more as the next week or so progresses.
Now, it sounds like he's been bit by bit revealing pieces of the Scott Walker for President logo. Have you seen it so far, and what do you think?
I saw that he's doing it on Instagram. He's doing it, I guess, like one per day for over a 9-day period. I haven't taken a close look at it yet, but you know, it's interesting how different candidates will have come up with different ways to try to use, you know, the current media universe to try to break into the presidential election. And I guess that's his approach. He's been pretty active on Twitter and you know, other social media to spread his message.
Now, the media has been tracking him for a long time. He's been very visible without actually running for president. He's the 15th candidate to join the group of Republican contenders. Why did he wait so long?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, he has had to wait for this state budget process to roll out. When he announced his budget earlier in the year, there was clearly this push to get it done more quickly than usual, but given that the state it's not exactly in the same kind of financially flush situation it was 2 years ago when the budget was, you know, it was done by this time. He had signed it by this time 2 years ago. You know, there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of back and forth with the Republican legislature. And so the Joint Finance Committee is just today supposed to wrap up its work. The legislature will take it up next week, and then the governor may be able to sign it by the end of the week and in time for this July 13th announcement. We don't know for sure yet because we still don't know if the Senate has enough votes to pass it. But it's definitely been sort of like a funny thing happened on the way to the presidential election. So.
Well, let's get to the most important question. What do you think his chances are? He's in this big field, a lot of stories early on, polling, putting him at the head of the pack. What do you think his chances are?
As I've talked to national experts today, there's clearly a sense that he is in the top tier of candidates, and that puts him along with Jeb Bush, son and brother, former presidents, and Marco Rubio, who's sort of this young, up-and-coming Republican senator from Florida. And he has clearly made a splash nationally. Going back to the 2011 protests and the recall election in 2012 over his collective bargaining law, he certainly has a national following. He's a favorite among many of the national conservative radio and TV hosts, and so he certainly is in position to go the distance. It's just a matter now of there's a lot of tests along the way, and certainly the August 6th debate will be the first one. We'll see how he performs there, and then the Iowa caucus in early next year. He's leading in Iowa, and so he'll have a lot of expectations built up for him going into that. It almost seems at this point that he has to win it in order to meet those expectations, although anything could happen before then. But, that'll be a big test, so we'll likely see him visiting Iowa a lot over the next 6 months.
We're talking to the Wisconsin State Journal's Matthew DeFore, talking about Governor Scott Walker filing his papers today, getting ready for that presidential announcement. And, Matthew, let's keep talking Iowa. Recent polls are showing that the governor has slipped there from 25% to 18%. Do you see that as any kind of red flag, cause for concern, or is it too early to make too much of those numbers?
I would think it's too early to make too much of that. I mean, it probably reflects the fact that you've had 14 other people get into the race, and anybody who gets into the race is going to get some kind of bump. I mean, we've even seen Donald Trump surge to, I think, second in the national polls in the last week since he's announced. So, I'm curious to see what kind of bump Governor Walker gets after his July 13th formal rollout. And it'll be interesting also to see what kind of narrative the national media puts out over the next couple weeks. Certainly before Governor Bush or former Governor Bush got in, you saw national stories that were questioning his campaign rollout. So you get a mix of negative and positive stories, and we'll see how what exactly the narrative will be on Governor Walker.
Are you getting any inkles of what that might be, both from the press and from the governor himself, about the narrative he wants to shape?
Well, obviously the governor is promoting himself as a reformer in Wisconsin who won three elections in 4 years with in a state that hadn't gone for Republican for president since 1984. He's certainly in this mold of Ronald Reagan as somebody who he stood up to the unions. And his biggest weakness from the starting gate, at least, was this foreign policy. But he has really been studying foreign policy in the last several months to really try to boost that his credentials there, at least boost the way he talks about foreign policy issues. So you hear him talking about that a lot. The national media, I mean, they've picked up on a lot of things, such as, at first there were stories about, that he didn't have a college degree. A lot of people don't think that's going to hurt him in the end. Then there was a time when he was being criticized for changing his position on a lot of issues. That continues to come up now and then. He's had, conservative Christian groups, raise concerns about his, how his convictions are on various issues after he was sort of, not taking a very strong stance during his midterm election last year. I don't think that there has been a real strong national media narrative that has really stuck so far. I mean, many people across the country still say they don't know enough about him to form an opinion. So I think his story has yet to be written in this election.
Now, Walker limited the number of debates during his past gubernatorial race to two, declined invitations to debate Mary Burke, and then we've got this August 6th debate coming up. How do you expect him to do?
It'll be an interesting. He's not perceived, at least, to be a really strong debater. But he hasn't been in this kind of a format before, where you've got, you know, 9 other candidates on the stage, a couple more waiting in the wings, wanting to get on the stage. You know, he's about to enter this real gauntlet where he's going to have a lot of other candidates trying to jockey for the lead. If you remember, in 2006, when he first ran for governor, he got out in April of 2006 when he wasn't keeping up in terms of fundraising. So he really never got into a position where he was trying to claw his way back from a position in behind. But in 2010, he sort of entered that race as the front runner. So he really, though he had a challenger and he faced Mark Newman, he was in a position of strength. So it'll be interesting to see how he performs when he's really jockeying for position here.
Obviously, we're just at the beginning of the race, but do you think Walker could be the Republican who could take Wisconsin after it's been a blue state for years in presidential elections?
You know, he has not, as much as he talks about winning 3 times in 4 years, none of those elections took place during a presidential cycle. And in fact, one presidential cycle in that period, you know, Barack Obama won Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, became the U.S. Senator. I think it's still a pretty tough order for him to do that. And, given his polling numbers now, and he's certainly created a lot, there's a lot of people who are unhappy with, including Republicans, who are unhappy with the current budget situation. And you know, he's been pushing a very conservative agenda, things like right to work, really taking on things that he at one time said he wasn't going to touch. That's been endearing him to national conservatives voting in the presidential election, but you know, he may be alienating some of his allies in Wisconsin. So I think it'll be interesting to watch, obviously, but it doesn't seem likely at this point that he's going to be able to make Wisconsin a red state in the presidential election.
Matthew, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica, for having me.
We've been talking to Matthew DeFore, Capitol reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, about the news that Governor Scott Walker filed his papers this morning to run for president. His official announcement is expected on July 13th.